Is this a medley of the hits by Adam Ant?
Yes.
Oh, goody. Two shoes. This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Auric Home Centers throughout the St. Louis area. All locally owned and operated, all great places for not just vacuum cleaners, but all sorts of home cleaning stuff. O-R-E-C-K spells Auric. And this hour, every Friday, Colin Jeffries steps out of his role as news director to become Showbiz Boy, America's newest superhero alter ego. And we talk about movies and showbiz and what's going to happen at the box office and what did happen at the box office. And you've been pretty remarkably on the money.
Till last weekend.
Well, what happened last weekend? The only movies we had last week are the ones you and I reviewed, were Ex Machina and The Age of Adeline.
Age of Adeline overperformed a little bit, so that's good for them.
Chick flick, that's why. There are no other chick flicks out there.
If you look back at the entire month of April, Fast and Furious was the highest grossing film every day, except for April 1st when it was home, and the Saturday that Age of Adeline came out.
Did it beat Furious 7?
That one day, yes, but not for the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about Ex Machina?
Which
you loved,
that horribly underperformed. I was crushed. I thought it'd do about $12 million. It did like 5.8, close to 6.
That's not good.
It's not good. But it's still getting good word of mouth. So I think it's going to have a long run.
Well, I'm sure this weekend when people are thinking, what's that movie with the robot in it? They're going to think Ex Machina, not Age of Ultron.
I think there's a scene in Age of Ultron that costs more than the entire Ex Machina movie. I think there's one scene that's 10 or 15 seconds long.
Well, you know, I want to ask you about this because you went to see the Avengers Age of Ultron.
I did indeed.
And I'm never going to.
Okay.
You might be the only one. I know. You know what? I've said this before. When I had to do this 5 days a week and I had to go and see every single movie that I knew my audience was going to go see, even when I didn't want to, I would. I don't have to do that. I don't have to do that anymore because you'll do it for me.
There you go.
That's why you're in here. So, but here's the thing. You talk about the amount of money that was spent on this. I saw Scarlett Johansson on Jimmy Kimmel this week, and still looking absolutely magnificent. And she's in this as Black Widow.
Yep.
Is that okay? So whoever it was that was interviewing her, it was either Letterman or Kimmel or Fallon. She was on both of them. Mentioned that she did the movie while she was pregnant. And she said, yeah, I was 7 months pregnant.
Yep.
And then they had to CGI out her pregnant belly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show a clip from the movie, and it's her supposedly on a motorcycle involved in a scene from the movie where she's driving in between cars and trying to catch up with Captain America and throw him his shield back and all that sort of stuff. And it's obviously not her, because we just heard that she was 7 months pregnant. There's no way she's actually driving that. So we know it's either a stunt woman or she's sitting on a bicycle in front of a green screen and it's all being done digitally.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, what do you need Scarlett Johansson for? I mean, nothing against her. I think she's a terrific actress. But what do you need her to actually go to work that day for?
I'd say 50% of her scenes are from the chest up.
So like, you don't
that's
see
where
your
the
belly.
Camera is, and that's why you need Scarlett Johansson, because
chest up sounds good to me, right? What else do
that's
you need
sort of,
there?
That's sort of, I think that was one of the ways they got around it, but I don't know, continuity, she's very good in the role.
And because they wanted that character to be in this movie, because she'd been in the previous ones, and it's all, now you tell me, is this all the same characters evolving into a new story?
Yeah, this is part of what they call the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and they have a multi-year plan, and yeah, it's several movies that sort of all tie in together. And if you've read the comic books, you sort of see where this might be going. But if you're just a passenger for the movies, they've done a good job of saying, here's the next film. It leads on from one to the next.
I suppose my point was actually really naive, because if you think about it, all of the actors in this, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, whoever, I don't even know who else is in this thing, They're all doing exactly the same thing Scarlett Johansson's doing, which is pretending to do something right up to the point where a stunt man or a woman takes over.
No, Mark
and the
Ruffalo,
CGI does it.
Mark Ruffalo, actually, he's that big in real life. He's the Hulk size in real life.
Yeah,
no stunt double.
It'll get to a certain point where they just scan the actors' faces at the beginning, and they go, all right, go home. We got the rest covered.
I'm not, we're probably not that far away from exactly that.
They're paying the actors just to scan their likeness into the computer.
There were movies several years ago when CGI first started. There were some people who were saying, well, eventually it's going to get to the point where you don't even need actors. You just create the characters. And, of course, that's what Pixar does. But that's not quite the same as having a real-life flesh-and-blood person there. And then the next step after that was exactly what you're saying, Ian. Well, just take the actor's face, have them do a bunch of expressions, and then they can go home, and for the next 3 months, the digital geniuses will put their face on whatever they create on stage, and that'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you do still need the stunt people, right? They're much more the stars of these movies than the actual stars.
I would
stars.
Say, yes. Yeah, the hand-to-hand combat scenes, yeah. That's
yes.
All,
yeah, there's some real hand-to-hand combat. There's that.
Choreographed
You've got a couple members of the team here. Black Widow and then Hawkeye, who's played by Jeremy Renner, they don't really have powers. They're just humans who are caught up in this. And
she has no special powers?
Well, she's a very highly trained assassin. That's her power. She's been trained.
She doesn't do what actual Black Widows do, sleep with somebody and then eat them?
No. Nope, she's just...
That's a movie right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, I think
that's called Under the Skin is what that's called, starring Scarlett Johansson.
Or Species.
Yes.
Starring Natasha Henstridge.
Yes.
Which was a pretty good sci-fi movie, I thought.
It was.
Yeah. So do we need to know the plot of this movie?
It helps. I mean, if you're really on the fence, if you can sort of jump into this, let's say you haven't seen the other movies.
Okay.
You can jump into this. They make all these movies very accessible that you get a bit of background. You can easily understand what the characters are. And they do something that I thought was very smart. The first Avengers film, the action scenes got kind of muddied. You weren't quite certain what was happening. The 3D kind of got in the way. This starts off with a raid on a bad guy compound. They're going and they're looking for this item. And it starts off, and it's just a fight scene. It's a 10-minute-long fight scene. And so immediately you're like, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be a big, giant blockbuster. You see that the action flows better. You're following all the different Avengers doing their Avenger things.
Okay, now I'm sorry to interrupt you because I'm curious about this. Because you said that Black Widow and
Hawkeye,
they're just regular people. They don't have any powers.
Yes, Hawkeye's very skilled with a bow and arrow.
What are the powers of the rest of these people? Because it doesn't seem to me like they actually have superpowers because they're always in hand-to-hand combat. Every fight scene, I mean, I know that Captain America has a shield that can block anything that anybody throws at him, but that's
Iron
still
Man's suit is essentially his power.
Yes, Tony Stark is really ingenious, but he has a suit that gives him
But Iron Man still gets
powers.
Into hand-to-hand fighting with these various people.
Sort of, not as much.
It's not like Superman can blow you away with the super breath or fly or what? Well, I guess Iron Man.
Super
flies.
Breath.
Super breath.
Yeah. Wow.
My new mint.
You have to eat a lot of garlic.
It's my new mint product.
Hi.
This is product placement on the show.
Okay.
Right now we're just selling it at World News in Clayton, but eventually it's going to be out there everywhere. Look for it. Ask for it by name. Super Breath.
Super Breath.
Now back to our show already in progress.
So Captain America is a super soldier. He was given a serum before World War II that made him a super soldier, and he is a shield made of the strongest metal on Earth. Thor is a Greek. He's a Norse god who has a hammer that can only be lifted by him, and he can harness lightning and thunder, and he's amazingly powerful and near immortal.
Okay, harnessing lightning and thunder. That's a good power to have.
It is, and he has this hammer that's awesome.
And then he smacks the hammer down, right? And then the hammer will...
What does the hammer do when he smacks it down?
The hammer can only be picked up in theory by him.
Yes, but what does he do with the hammer? Does he get involved in hand-to-hand combat?
Yes, but he also shoots lightning.
And he builds decks. On the side.
Honey, call Thor. The cedar is not done yet. He said he'd be done by this morning. I think he put his hammer down right here. Look at this dent.
Incredible Hulk becomes a Hulk.
Yeah.
It's
and engages in hand-to-hand fighting.
Well, that's that's all he can really do.
Okay,
throw objects. I mean,
all right,
it's very basic there.
Okay,
I think we've hit all the major ones. And they introduce you to a couple of new characters in this new Avengers that will be with us moving forward.
Okay,
and one of them has essentially like magic powers for all intents and purposes.
All right, now any movie, we've talked about this before, any superhero or spy movie must have a good villain.
Yes.
Does this have a good villain?
It has a great villain. It has, in the comic books, the Avengers sort of like ultimate villain. He's called Ultron. He's an artificial intelligence robot who was designed to help the world, and instead he does not help the world.
Mm-hmm. I hate when that happens.
He's voiced by James Spader, who is perfect for this role.
Okay.
It's creepy James Spader speech, and I think they wrote this with him in mind, and he said, yes, I will take millions of dollars. That sounds good to me to do voice acting. It has an excellent villain, I think, and I really enjoyed this. The first Avengers set a very high bar, and this managed to, I think, clear it.
All right, compare Ultron to the Terminator T-1000, whatever it is, that Robert Patrick played in Terminator 2.
That's sort of an unstoppable force meets an immovable object, Terminator 2.
Yeah.
This is a very crafty and intelligent and driven bad guy having to pull the best out of the Avengers. He could defeat any one of them on their own, but together they all have to be there to have a fighting chance against
him. So that's why it's not just an Iron Man movie. It's an Avengers story.
He would kill Iron Man.
Okay.
Yes.
Does he kill Iron Man?
No. Okay. Iron Man is...
Whew, but we had a spoiler there for just a second.
No. He would kill anyone.
We have other movies to make. Jeez.
We got billions of dollars to make.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. needs another 100 Teslas.
Yeah. Oh, man. And they are going to get it. This movie's going to make a gazillion dollars, and that's a scientific figure.
That's a lot of money.
Will this do more than Furious 7?
I think so. This is going to have, more than likely, the largest opening weekend ever. And it's going to be helped by 3D sales. Again, I'm leery. We see a lot of movies in 3D when we go to see. Well, I do. You go to a few of the blockbusters. And most of the time, it's okay, it's nice. See this in 3D.
Oh, yeah?
This set, in my opinion, sort of a new standard for quality in 3D.
Okay. Does Captain America's shield come flying at the screen at some point?
They actually start to do some things kind of flying at the screen that have always been hokey. It's not hokey here because it's not like a popcorn like flying at you.
Like the Three Stooges fingers coming at you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're gonna...
Yeah.
In the middle of the... And so it's really... I enjoyed it quite a bit, and I went in kind of skeptical. Can they do it again? It's funny, and what's amazing, this gigantic blockbuster, there's some, I don't want to call them intimate necessarily, but there's some scenes that are quiet and bring you into their world when they're not superheroes, when they're not out punching people in the face, and you're going to laugh. It's got that action movie funny where there's one-liners, and it's clever. I really liked it. Quite a bit.
Do any of the other superheroes try to pick up Thor's hammer?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I was just kidding. That's an actual scene
in
the movie?
That's a great scene. That's exactly what I'm talking about. There's a scene that revolves around that. It's funny. You're going to laugh.
So are you telling me, and again, I've not seen the movie, but are you telling me, this is probably a spoiler alert, that there's a scene in the movie in which the other, at least one other Avenger, or maybe more, try to pick up Thor's hammer, and that includes Iron Man, who has this rocket-propelled suit, and even he can't pick up Thor's hammer?
I will say that they all try to pick it up, and that's all I'm going to say.
All of them.
Not going to say if anyone's successful or not, but...
All right.
Whoa.
Scale of 10?
8.5. This sort of supplanted Ex Machina as my favorite movie of the year so far, and it is...
Wow, that lasted a week.
Furious
7 was number one.
Yeah, I guess it was. This is still
Loki's
the best.
Torn. Look, this is still the look best. At your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Colin is torn now.
Takes quite a movie to knock.
This is a lot of fun and is worth it.
What did you give Furious 7? What was their
8?
So this is better than that in your estimation. Whoa.
I will say I am not a big superhero movie fan at all, but my wife and I both went to see this, and it was outstanding.
Did?
The first one.
Oh.
Yes. And she, even less than I mean, I'm a little more into the superhero stuff, but she was thoroughly,
Do you have to see the first one to get this one?
I don't think so, no. Like Colin said, they make them pretty much stand alone so the casual fan can go and be blown away.
My wife saw this with me, and she's very much like Ian's wife in that she's not a huge comic book. She likes action movies, but she's not a huge comic book. She really liked this. Mm-hmm. She came out, and she's like, I'm glad I came to see this. She rather enjoyed it.
All right, so. Box office prediction?
$222 million.
What?
Yep. Whoa. That's my guess.
What if Furious 7 do? 140?
Give or take. Right in that range. This is going to supplant the first Avengers as the biggest opening weekend ever.
Wow.
It's enormous.
All right. Now, I have Andy Dehnart from Reality Blurred coming up here in about 10 minutes. I'm going to talk to him about this new Survivor, this new CBS show that is just exploiting people who don't deserve to be exploited, and he's going to explain that. I'm going to talk about some other reality show stuff, but a couple of other quick showbiz notes while you're here, because there are no other movies to discuss this weekend, right?
There's one movie that's in 37 theaters nationwide.
Like I said, there are no other movies worth mentioning. Do you remember a movie called Gremlins?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Can't Get Them Wet.
Can't Get Them Wet, Can't Feed Them after midnight.
Yeah, right.
Which, of course, the great thing about that is, if you think about it, it's always after midnight.
Wasn't that Hoyt Axton?
Hoyt Axton, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. The movie was directed by...
How could you not love Gremlins?
The movie, I did.
It's great.
The movie was directed by Chris Columbus, who now wants to reboot Gremlins and continue their story. There's already been a Gremlins 2, hasn't there?
Yes, yeah.
It was not good, if I remember correctly.
Do we need the Gremlins story continuing?
No.
Do we need it continuing? No, but if he does like a Mad Max, how he's rebooting it, but he's saying too much time has passed, so I'm just going to kind of start over and I'm all for it.
New generation of Gremlins?
Yeah, why not?
Mowgli, was that what they were called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, if you can capture the teenager crowd now, who were probably not even born.
No, it's been 30 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised. So he is rebooting that. And, of course, the other big thing that's going to suck up a lot of money this weekend is the fight between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao.
Yes.
Which, like the Avengers, I'm surprised hasn't gotten any promotion.
Wow.
I can't tell you how much I want Pacquiao to win this fight. I'm not going to watch it. I don't care about this. But I Floyd Mayweather is a guy who's been convicted 5 times for domestic violence.
Yeah.
And when you've been convicted 5 times for beating up women, you should no longer be allowed to beat up men.
Beaten up by men?
And get paid. But he's not going to... Mayweather's going to win. But I wish Pacquiao would. But here's a great story out of the Philippines, where, as you may know, Pacquiao is a huge deal. He's a member of the Congress in the Philippines. Probably one of their most famous and popular figures there. On the island nation of Palawan in the Philippines... They have problems with power shortages. And so the politician in charge of Palawan in the Philippines has asked people there to please not use their air conditioners, washers, and dryers at all tomorrow so that everybody on that island can watch the fight tomorrow night.
Wow.
Don't use the electricity during the day. We want you to be able to see the fight.
Don't cool your hut or practice hygiene.
Can you imagine?
Watch the boxing.
I mean, I don't know if it's 110 degrees in the Philippines in the first weekend of May, but how about that? Can you imagine?
Wow.
Don't watch. Don't listen. Don't clean. Don't air condition. Don't do anything. We all have to watch Manny fight Floyd this weekend.
I have one quick note.
Okay.
The new... Force Awakens, the new Star Wars movie, comes out in December.
Yep.
And many people have said, how am I going to watch all the movies? Am I going to have to go buy them? Do I have to rent them? AMC confirmed they are going to air all 6 of the films in advance of the movie's release in December.
AMC television or AMC movie theaters?
I believe it's AMC movie theaters.
Okay, you because you don't want to see it on a small screen.
No, but you can go see all 6
of
them. So, you know, if you've got 22 hours to spare, you can go see all 7 movies in a row.
Yeah, I don't know if I know anybody like that. Colin.
I have to work.
Go over the weekend.
Yeah, good point.
Like you wouldn't think of that yourself. All right. Showbiz Boy is brought to you by Orrick Home Centers throughout the St. Louis area, all locally owned and operated. O-R-E-C-K spells Orrick.